Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my longtime beautiful co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 332nd episode of Travel Itch Radio, we're going back to Alabama, and specifically the Rocket City of Huntsville, with my good friend Charles Winters. Welcome, Charles, to Travel Itch Radio.
Dan, Anita, it's great to be with you tonight, and great to be on Travel Itch.
Well, it's great to have you on, Charles. And now I have a question, because last week we celebrated the 50th anniversary, I can't believe it's been that long, of the Apollo 11 lunar mission and the moonwalk. So what role did Huntsville play in that historic achievement?
Well, actually, Huntsville earned its nickname as the Rocket City. Believe it or not, Huntsville, Alabama is the birthplace of the U.S. space program. I know a lot of people might not realize that, might not even believe it, but in the 1950s, when Russia had put up their satellite Sputnik, the U.S. was scrambling. The space race was on, and we were behind. And the U.S. Navy was called upon to try to put up a satellite of our own, and it failed. So the Army had the next shot, and the Army turned to Dr. Wernher von Braun and his team of scientists from Germany. They were headquartered here in Huntsville, Alabama. NASA had not yet been created, but they were working with the Army. And so Dr. von Braun said, you know, give me 90 days and it'll be up. And I believe it was the 88th or 89th day that Explorer 1 was launched, and the space race was on, and we were dead even with the Soviet Union. So the humble beginnings of the U.S. space program were most definitely here in Huntsville. And even today, the U.S. space program, NASA has Marshall Space Flight Center here in Huntsville, and they do the all of the design and testing for the propulsion system. So the very next vehicle that will take us into space is powered by engines, the Space Launch System, that are developed and tested here in Huntsville.
Well, I was not aware of that, so that is definitely new news for me and probably for the listeners as well. But do any of the astronauts live in Huntsville? And also, how about celebrities like baseball pitcher Craig Kimbrell?
Absolutely. We do have a couple astronauts who live in Huntsville. They are mostly shuttle-era astronauts. Jan Davis is a local resident. She was on, I believe, three different shuttle flights. And in addition to Craig Kimbrell, we have some other sports names that folks out there may remember. Condridge Holloway. Condridge was the CFL, Canadian Football League. He won the MVP in their Grey Cup a few years back. Jimmy Key, who was a pitcher for the Yankees, I believe, and the Blue Jays, is from Huntsville. John Stallworth, NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Steelers, is from Huntsville, still lives here. And author Homer Hickam is from here as well. So there's quite a few kind of famous people who are from Huntsville, as well as some of the smartest and best rocket scientists and technical minds in the world.
Well, no
Charles,
doubt
I
about
had the
that.
Pleasure of visiting Huntsville when you hosted the annual conference of the North American Travel Journalists Association a few years ago. And I must admit, I was pleasantly surprised. If you ran into a stranger who asked what makes Huntsville so special, what would you say?
Well, you know, quite honestly, the people make the community. And we're very fortunate to have a very unique and eclectic mix of native Alabamians and folks not only from around the across the country, but really from around the world. So we're a mini melting pot, if you will, of today's society. So, you know, we benefit from the knowledge that all of those people bring from their respective former communities. We're very fortunate to have a dedicated group of elected officials and leaders in the community who listen to what their constituents are saying. So quality of life here is great. Most people now especially will think of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center and possibly Space Camp, because this is where Space Camp started quite a few years ago. But quality of life is great here, and it's not just science and technology. We're very fortunate to have arts and entertainment that is really world-class. So, you know, people, I think, would be very surprised at everything that there is to do and to see here. And really, I would encourage people to come down and check us out.
Well, Huntsville certainly deserves a nickname of the Rocket City. I remember when I was there, I looked out my hotel room window, and I could see rockets. Please tell our listeners what they can see when they go there.
Well, Dan, as you mentioned, you know, the Space and Rocket Center, they are the number one paid tourist attraction in the state of Alabama. They opened in 1970. And, you know, interestingly enough, we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the moon, the Apollo 11 launch and moon landing. But next year in March, the Space and Rocket Center will celebrate its 50th birthday, its 50th anniversary. They opened in 1970 because, as you can imagine, it was we were inundated at the time. Everyone who saw the Apollo launch and landing, they wanted to see where all of this happened. So yeah, they can go to the Space and Rocket Center and not only see the historic items from all of the U.S. space missions, but they can also see the things that are going to be cutting edge and will be taking us back to the moon, Mars, and beyond. Now, at the Space and Rocket Center, they have just installed, and it opened in February, a brand new planetarium. It's the Intuitive Planetarium. It is cutting edge. I mean, it is tops in the country. It's 8K resolution, and it can take you anywhere in the known universe, galaxy, just by merely asking. So it's a wonderful facility, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Huntsville also is home to the largest butterfly house, open-air butterfly house in the U.S. at the Huntsville Botanical Garden. We have the nation's largest privately owned arts facility, that's Low Mill. So there's over Low Mill Arts and Entertainment. There's over 200 artists who are there in over 125 galleries. So I'm not sure if that was open yet when you were here, Dan, but we've gotten so many more things, and there's even more on the horizon here in Huntsville.
That's well put, on the horizon for a place that specializes in rockets and space. Good choice of words.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And we are talking with my friend Charles Winters of the Huntsville, Alabama CBB. One thing I've got to interject here, I believe, and I'm sure this is true, that there are more rocket scientists per square mile in Huntsville than anywhere in the United States. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, and you know, we have a joke around here. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Oh, well, maybe you do. But if you do, we've got plenty of them here.
Okay, Nita.
At least, yeah, you should at least be able to meet one when you come there, right?
Oh, absolutely. You'll probably see them at the grocery store and the parking lot, and you won't even know it because they almost act like real people.
Well, that's good to know that they're like real people. Now, let me ask you this, Charles, though, because Space Camp is a great vacation idea for adults. But can you give us a little more details about it? Like, what is it? When did it start? And how do people sign up for it?
Well, Space Camp has its roots. It was actually the brainchild of Dr. Wernher von Braun himself. Dr. von Braun knew the importance of educating youth. And, you know, if you give them a strong base in science and technology, they can go far in life. So he came up with the concept of having an on-site camp for children. So it started in 1982. And interestingly enough, this year they will host their 1 millionth camper since 1982. So since its inception, the camp has grown. It has a habitat which is on site, so campers can stay right there on site at the Space and Rocket Center. They have multiple programs for folks of varying ages, kids all the way up to adults. They have specialty camps for educators, folks with possibly certain challenges, hearing impaired, visually impaired. So, and then they have special international space camps where they have the counselors who are multilingual. So there are so many different camps that are available. And they go year-round. There's Space Camps and Space Academy, and then now there's even a new cyber camp that's at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. So folks can sign up at spacecamp.com, and they can pick the time that they'd like to come and their chosen course. And they'll have an outstanding time here. And there are folks who have been to dozens of space camps. You know, just because you come once doesn't mean that that you're done. There are folks who come here just about every year. So it's a great activity.
Well, it sounds like it definitely would be something that you want to do more than once. But let me ask you this. Do campers actually meet astronauts?
Some do. There's an astronaut in residence at Marshall Space Flight Center at all times, and there are times that they will meet an astronaut. The interesting thing is they train just like an astronaut, and they have missions, simulated missions, so they will fulfill a role. They'll either be in actually in space, or they'll be in the command center, and they'll be given an anomaly, which is basically a challenge or a problem, and they'll have to deal with that challenge, and they have to do that as a team. So, it's a great educational and fun activity, and for a lot of kids, it's their first time away from home.
Charles, with its rocket program, Huntsville certainly points toward the future. What about the past? Doesn't Huntsville have a rich historic legacy? We're talking about the war between the states and, of course, the civil rights movement.
Oh, absolutely, yes. The city of Huntsville actually finds its roots back to 1805 when and his name was John Hunt, obviously a namesake, but when John Hunt built his cabin right down by the Big Spring, which is in the center of what is now Huntsville and downtown Huntsville. Big Spring has 24 million gallons of fresh water coming up every single day from a spring. And it's actually used for city water supply, and at that time, it was used for transportation. There was a canal. There was a way to get from downtown all the way into and down to the Tennessee River. So that was very important. You had fresh, potable water, and then you also had a way for commerce. You could get goods and supplies. So folks who heard about Huntsville, it started to grow. Original name was Twickenham. Leroy Pope was one of the original land investors, and Leroy called it Twickenham because of his English homeland. So there's a Twickenham Historic District in the heart of downtown that has homes dating back to the early 1800s. And then there are several other historic districts as you get just a little further outside of downtown for Old Town, Five Points, and others. But interestingly enough, Huntsville was the site for the state constitutional convention. Huntsville was in the Alabama Territory, and in 1819 hosted the 44 delegates who wrote up the state constitution. That was sent off to Washington, and later that year, 1819, Alabama became a state. So the very birthplace of the state of Alabama is right here in Huntsville, and this is the bicentennial.
Wow, so much going on all at once. Well, you talked about the historic structures of Huntsville and the legacy, so I'm going to pass the ball back to Anita.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like such a fascinating place to come and visit, and I have not been to Huntsville, but can you tell us about some of the other sightseeing things that you would suggest, especially if visitors are there and they have limited time? How do you narrow down all these great things to do?
Yeah, there's so much to see and do. There really is. You know, as I mentioned, the Space and Rocket Center, for a lot of folks, first time visitors, it's a must see. But you know, you have Low Mill with the artists, the Huntsville Museum of Art, which has I believe it's 13 different galleries, and they have different exhibitions going on all the time. Huntsville Botanical Garden, it's truly amazing year-round, the flora and the fauna. And in the holiday season, they do a galaxy of lights that is just spectacular. They have about 3,000 volunteers who work at the Botanical Garden to make things grow and to help the garden along. And a lot of the folks who work on Galaxy of Lights, they're retired physicists, aerospace engineers, so they take their work very seriously, and they have some of the best lights in motion displays that you will ever see. But also Burritt on the Mountain is a wonderful location. It was Huntsville's first museum, and it was a gift to the city from Dr. William Henry Burritt in 1955. So, and Huntsville has grown so much. There are so many new and wonderful things to see and do. We're the craft beer capital of the state. We have 10, soon to be 11 craft breweries. And we also have so many other great locations, older locations that have been repurposed, so you'll get the historic impact. Stovehouse is a location that was a former manufacturing facility that's now been repurposed as a dining and entertainment recreation facility. Also, the same holds true for campus number 805. It was a former high school, then middle school. Now it's been turned into multipurpose. There's meeting space, function space, axe throwing, tattoos, bars, and breweries. So there are so many new and fun things to see and do here in the Rocket City.
I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel With Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel With Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. We're talking with Charles Winters of the Huntsville, Alabama CBB. Charles, since you're in Alabama, the summers are hot and humid, but is that still the best time to visit, or would you recommend the spring and fall shoulder seasons?
Really, Dan, any time's a great time to visit Huntsville. just, you know, please allow enough time to see and do the things that you want to do. Summertime, it is going to be warm here. The great thing about it is everywhere just about is air conditioned. So even if you're outside and you know get a little bit warm, you can go inside when you eat or to an attraction, and it's going to be nice and cool and comfortable. There are different events and activities throughout the year, so you know I would encourage people to look at all different times and different opportunities to come here. I personally really like spring and fall. It is a little bit more temperate. In the fall, when the leaves are turning color, we get some really fantastic foliage here. We are in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, so there's mountain biking and hiking. You can kayak or canoe. The Tennessee River and several other bodies of water are very close by. In the spring, you know, we're just bursting with a true kaleidoscope of colors with all of the flowers and the grasses and all of the vegetation. So, and then in the wintertime, as I had mentioned, you know, there are some great displays of lights and the downtown. There's skating in the park. The Huntsville Museum of Art has an outdoor skating rink that they set up. So even though we're in the South, people do enjoy skating. And the Von Braun Center is our convention center, and it's a multi-purpose facility that has an arena that seats over 8,000. There's performances of all different types, from a symphony orchestra to classical, modern, country, and we have ice hockey that's here, and there's just so many different things to do and to see while you're here.
Well, let's talk about places to stay when you're there. What about that?
Well, there's so many different options there as well. We do have pretty much all of the national chains, everything from award-winning top-end lodging providers like Westin or Marriott or Embassy Suites, down to maybe a little bit more budget-friendly options that you know might be great for families who are watching all of their pennies. So pretty much any type of hotel or lodging you could want is here. Also, a lot of people come and they like to enjoy the great outdoors. So they'll go camping or something of that nature.
Oh, sounds great. Now, Huntsville has some notable restaurants. So first, Charles, are there any regional foods that can trace their roots to Huntsville? And then secondly, what are some of the biggest and the best, most unusual, and most famous restaurants? So we know we're getting a really good selection there.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, the restaurants here, there are so many different options. Barbecue is a Southern and truly Alabama staple. And when we say barbecue, barbecue is generally pulled pork or ribs. And it's all about the meat, how it's prepared, the sauce that it's served with. And, you know, so there's lots of great dining options and opportunities. As far as the names of restaurants, Chef Boyce is here, and he has three different restaurants. His signature flagship is Cotton Row, Commerce Kitchen, and Panavino. Those are his. Chef Steve Bunner actually does an outstanding job at 1892 East, and we've got so many different options. So we invite people to come down and come down hungry, and we promise you'll leave full.
Mm. Yum.
Well, Huntsville seems like a perfect set for Hollywood, Charles. Have any movies been filmed there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, a few years ago, Constellation was filmed here. It starred a very young Zoe Saldana, and Billy Dee Williams was actually featured in the film. They were both delightful folks. I had the wonderful fortune of meeting and speaking with both of them while they were here. And then last year, Zero, which was a Bollywood blockbuster, was filmed here, and Shah Rukh Khan was the star. So you know, it made quite a splash in India and a lot of the Asian continent, and we are expecting to see some very good traffic from that part of the world because of the movie Zero.
Okay, we're talking with Charles Winters of the Huntsville, Alabama CBB. Just a couple of minutes left, Anita.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, has Huntsville, including its hotels and restaurants, won any major prizes for excellence in tourism?
Well, Huntsville was recognized by the New York Times this year as one of the 52 places to go. So we were thrilled with that honor. And Samantha Brown, she filmed Places to Go here in 2017. So we were in her first year of the new program on public television.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. So our listeners always like to learn a little bit more about our guests. So I know we're getting down to the end of the show, but can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was actually born in Northern California, moved east to New York State when I was as an infant, and then as a preteen, moved to Huntsville, and I've been here ever since. So I've made a big triangle, and I've definitely found my home in the Rocket City.
Dan?
Is there anything that we haven't asked you, Charles, that you'd like to add before we go?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, it's a great time. Anytime's a great time to visit Huntsville, Alabama. I do encourage folks to check out our presence online. Our website is huntsville.org, and it's very interactive, has a lot of information about the community. And once you do decide to come to Huntsville, I encourage you to stop by our visitor center. We've got a visitor center downtown as well as one in Huntsville International Airport. There's a wealth of information as well as some coupons, discounts, and we have a visitor information assistants who are absolutely thrilled to have you here and will do everything that they possibly can to make your stay enjoyable and really make you want to come back.
Well, that's how I feel. Having been there, I really enjoyed Huntsville, and I felt that my first visit was way too short. Would love to come back again just to share a few jokes with you, among other things. So Huntsville is definitely on my agenda for coming back soon. And our
Dan,
special
I'd love
guest
to have you back, and
Charles
Anita,
Winters.
You need to come.
Yes, you do, Anita.
Ready.
That's true. Our special guest tonight has been Charles Winters of the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you, Charles, for being our guest again on Travel It Radio.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Anita. It's always my pleasure.
Thank you so much. And
you.
Listeners, when you're thinking about gifts for summer birthdays, graduations, or just beach reading, how about my book, The New Baseball Bible, a 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball? It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or even for yourself. That's The New Baseball Bible. And that's it for this edition of Travel It Radio. We're back next week, August 1st, to talk with author Rachel Linden. Same time, same station, same writer, and same announcers. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with Anita Stokes-Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.